Hey, what's poppin'? You are listening to the best of the DMP, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hall Financial, of course. Hall Financial offering that Easy Start program, 1% off the first year of your mortgage. You could save up to $2,000 for free. Why pay more for your mortgage when you don't have to? Check out the Easy Start program with Hall Financial. If you're ready to step into a new home with an initial rate in the fives, then give them a call at 866-CALL-HALL or chat with them online at callhallfirst.com. Start the new year off with a gift from our friends at Hall Financial. And now enjoy, maybe for the second time, maybe the first, the best of the program.
Yeah, right.
Guess what, guys? I got to take a fart.
There was a... this just cracked me up. Some kid got this really outstanding fart spray.
Oh, yeah. That's a great story.
And he took it to school. I mean, where would be more fun to have fart spray than in school? Nowhere. Although we've seen videos, and they reference some in a couple of the stories I read about videos online where we've seen people spray it in cars, and passengers are like, oh, my God. There's some incredible fart sprays out there. So anyway, this guy was spraying this fart spray. Apparently, it was so good. Six students went to the hospital. Eight others felt sick. And the school insisted that there must be gas leaking from somewhere.
Drew, they got sick the day after he sprayed it.
Headaches.
The day after first responders showed up.
Hazardous response people were there. They had teams there. And
they could not find any gas leak.
No, they couldn't.
So you know, that means the kid came back the next day and sprayed a lot more.
It was called Hensgaut Fart Spray. Yeah. Hensgaut. Where do we get some of that?
Amazon. You want to hear good. Some reviews?
Yeah, I want to hear reviews.
Hensgaut Fart Spray.
Stink Fart Spray.
Okay, we should put it on Drew's favorite
but how
things.
But how do you confuse a fart for the smell of gas? I mean, a fart has a different smell. Yeah.
There's all the reviews for it.
I want to hear the reviews.
I want to hear that.
Well, I mean, they have a bunch of different kind. I guess you want the super stink mega bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 4.5 stars.
We can always work our way back.
Let's see here. What's the tagline there? Releases a super stink that makes your victims run for fresh air.
Oh, this is relatively cheap, too.
The school shut down for a full week. and he finally, on Friday, he confessed.
Smells like a port-a-john in Iraq. That's the first review. Not the worst smell. And certainly, it won't send me gagging or throwing up. Smells just like a port-a-john in Iraq. Excrement from about 100 people baked in a small enclosed area for 72 plus hours at over 110 degrees Fahrenheit will work for what I want, but was really expecting a powerful stink like a high-end French cheese. Fucking weirdo. Let's see. This one just says stinks. The smell was worse than I expected. So foul. Smelling it makes you gag with just a small spray.
But does it smell like a fart? Because that's why Clark and I called and demanded the supervisor of that fart spray was because it didn't smell like a fart. It smelled like chemicals.
Well, Jimmy Ward is the only one who gave it a 1-star and just wrote, worthless product. Didn't like nothing about it. Don't smell.
That guy's like...
Does anyone say it smells like a fart? That's what we want, is legit fart spray that smells like a fart.
One guy gave it 2 stars, and his main complaint was that the sprayer quit working.
Oh, that's when it starts reasonable. Leaking on your fingers.
No,
here's
not
reasonable.
3 stars. I bought it for my boyfriend as a prank at work, but he says the smell is not that of super stinky. He thinks maybe because of the weather as he was using it in a cold warehouse. I guess I'll have to wait for warm weather to see how it works out.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a really funny review. They make other kinds, too.
Well, I just want to hear one person say it sounds like a fart before I buy any.
Yeah, no, they really just seem to say that it really just stinks.
But does it stink like vomit or a fart?
Well, this one is described as cool poop smelling prank stuff. Smells like super bad gas.
I want to hear reviews before I buy
anything. That's the one I just read. Now, there's another one. Let's see. Fart spray. Is that a different one?
That's a good one. Can I hear
this one?
I want to hear the Efren fart one more time.
Of course, I got that one.
This is the stink fart spray, extra strong, smelly like 14th century sewage. That is exactly how it's described.
14th century sewage.
That's how it's described by the manufacturer. Like,
how do they know what 14th century sewage sounds smells like?
You gotta use your imagination, my man. Yes. And that only has a 3.9 rating, so there's going to be some one stars.
Well, let's hear some of the better people that were happy with it.
Smells like smells. This is interesting. First one. This is from April 27th. Smells like a gas leak. Don't buy. The chemical appears to be the same as to what is added to natural gas and propane.
Oh, so it's like so that egg smell.
Fuck yeah. That. That's not a fart.
My first use caused the person being pranked to bring out his gas meter detection. I don't blame him as it smelled like natural gas or propane when leaking. Wow. The meter was going off like crazy. It almost got the fire department called. That's very disappointed. One star. Don't buy. It stinks so bad that the whole point doesn't go away. I just want a refund. I just threw it away. Don't buy it.
Hey, Brandon, the Efren fart, by the way, has two donuts in it. We were so blown away to find out that the fart was like a donut because you're treating it like Efren and then Efren says, hello, and then you hear the big fart, and then Trudy says, Efren, and then there's another fart.
Yeah, it's a double
there's
donut.
There's a fart at the front, too. It's a double donut.
Hello.
Efren.
Oh. See what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's a double, donut, for real. Yeah, here it is in the original.
Hello. Efren.
Hello.
Efren.
All right, we better shut the farts down.
Almost every five star says
governor's a loser. Shit,
it just smells like rotten eggs. Yeah.
Okay, so there nobody. You know, it's weird. For all of the great science in this country, all the great scientists, nobody can come up with a fart smell.
Once again,
come
Drew,
on.
Nature wins.
I don't know. I think science is pretty disappointing sometimes. Get all cocky. Oh, we can fly a plane through the air. Woo!
There's one review here that gave it five stars. I sprayed it at school, and the whole class ran into the hall. It took like 30 minutes to get it out of the room.
That's not a fart, though. First of all, a fart, people will be laughing as they're running out of the hall.
Oh.
At least the guys will.
P.U.
Are you holding off on buying a new home because you're waiting for mortgage interest rates to drop? At Hall Financial, they already have. Not only does Hall Financial offer the lowest fees and best rates, but now Hall Financial will give you a 1% reduction on your interest rate the first year of your mortgage for free. Why pay more for your mortgage when you don't have to? This is more than a rate cut. It's a gift. Imagine saving nearly $2,000 in the first year alone on your monthly payments. If you're buying a home and not taking advantage of their Easy Start program, you're overpaying. Are you ready to step into your new home with an initial rate in the fives? Give them a call at 866-CALL-HALL or chat with them online at Call Hall First. Start your new year with a gift from our friends at Hall Financial.
Thanks, Hall Financial.
The Lions are back in the playoffs. Maz is slinging rides. And I finally have more Twitter followers than Adam Rich. Yes. So what's next? The Tigers win the World Series and I go back to radio? Yeah, I don't think so. While nothing is impossible, I can tell you what is possible and happening right now with our friends and studio sponsors, Zot Ford and Holly. Right now, Anthony, Gabara, Maz, and the whole team have tons of new and pre-loved cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and ready to go home with you today. Plus, high rebates, low payments, and big savings we haven't seen in a couple of years. Don't forget, Zot Ford is the leader when it comes to picking up and dropping off your car for maintenance and service. Not to mention, with their mobile repair van, they can do all kinds of recalls and basic service right at your home or office. Remember, we love our sponsors. They love us. The best way to support the podcast is by supporting our sponsors. So please give Maz a call and let him take care of all your automotive needs. Leave him a voicemail at 248-660-9133 because we both know he won't answer the phone. Surf their sexy deals and seductive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions are hard to sustain. Diet, exercise, drinking less. Quitting smoking are great, but require daily vigilance. But resolving to change your life in 2024 by getting amazing eyesight that'll last for the rest of your life takes just a phone call or an online sign-up to go see Dr. Yaldo, who will then do all the work for you. Bifocal implants replace your natural lenses that no longer allow you to see objects up close, and that also cause your far vision to deteriorate. The technology is remarkable and permanent. 20/20 or better for life with no more glasses, contacts, or annoying reading glasses. It sounds too good to be true, but it isn't. It's fact, and you've got nothing to lose but your dependence on those old technologies. Just call 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com for a free evaluation. Learn about those remarkable little lenses and how a quick, painless procedure can give you the best vision of your life. 800-398-EYES.
I love your eyes.
And then an inside source who was claiming that the Corey Perry story, the Blackhawks guy, involves another player's mom.
Oh.
And a PR lady. But I can't find anything on the other player's mom.
I've heard a lot of speculation. I had some dude on the boner line call up and say, my aunt works at the Applebee's. This is what happened. And
that's good enough for me. What was it?
You want to hear it? It's a crazy story.
It's an anonymous caller talking about his aunt who allegedly works there. I mean, how much more checking do we need to do?
Let's see.
What did he? I mean, you can paraphrase it.
So I know what happened with that hockey player and that mom's trip, that Perry dude, why he got let go. It is true. He did get super drunk at the Applebee's. In the cause my aunt works there. So she told me. She's a manager. And so the moms, thank God my mom was not on this mom's trip because I guess it was fucking insane. So
are they taking Applebee's moms, you know, too?
That's that. But so my aunt's telling me he's getting loaded with the moms, or all the moms are, you know, drinking, having a good time. He's there as like the chaperone.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
And so he starts, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shots down. You know, everybody's having a great time. Endless wings are going around.
Does this guy work for Applebee's? Is just advertising?
Steaks are flying out the back, and everybody is just eating and having a grand time.
He's painting a picture.
So he starts getting, you know, a little tough guy mode, and he goes over to the punching machine, you know, where you can, like, test your strength.
The story has lots of details, I'll say that.
You know, how hard you hit the thing.
And
the moms
are
giving it a whack. You know, they're 60, 50, stuff like that. He goes, oh, you want to see something real cool? Nails the punching bag, misses, falls on the ground, and to redeem himself, he pulls his pants down and says, here's a real punching bag. He's got like one of those weird shaped dicks where it's like real skinny at the base, but it's like all head. And it's like, I guess it's like six or seven inches tall.
So it I think it's totally
very
true.
Similar to the punching bag.
Where do you hear about the skinny dick at the base?
The punching machine, the bag with his pants down around his ankles, and sets the record. It was like 1800 or something.
What?
He says, "How do you like
the record too?
Them apples? You know, the Applebee's, and nobody got it, and they were just kind of like upset."
Upset because no one got his Applebee's joke.
How could you even make up a story like that? It's so ridiculous.
209-66 boner.
Or it happened to that guy.
So his penis is so skinny at the base that everyone's still talking about it.
Yes.
And allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
You want to hear that part again?
I want to hear the whole thing again.
Wouldn't the punching bag be his balls? That would look like a
punching
bag. That
would make more sense, yeah.
I mean, if somebody said this punching bag and pulled their pants down, I'd be looking more at their balls.
I can't believe he got up, though, and set the record on the machine. That's pretty
sweet.
Hey,
he got 1,800 or something.
You couldn't possibly be any dumber. You go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
Wait, I missed something about his penis. I was talking
Play it again.
About,
play it again. Run it again. Run it again.
He goes, oh, you want to see something real cool?
Yes.
Nails the punching bag, misses, falls on the ground, and to redeem himself, he pulls his pants down and says, here's a real punching bag. He's got like one of those weird shaped dicks where it's like real skinny at the base, but it's like all head. And it's like, I guess it's like 6 or 7 inches soft. So it does look very similar to the punching bag. And nails the punching machine. The bag with his pants down around his ankles and sets the record. It was like 1800 or something. He says, how do you like them apples? You know, cause the Applebee's, and nobody got it, and they were just kind of like upset.
Can we call this guy? Can we call this guy?
If you want.
I would like to examine his credibility, frankly. I just don't know where to even go with that story. It's so detailed.
Drew, the only thing to do is accept it on face value.
Well, Drew,
so
you
ridiculous.
Said you had inside information. Does that story match with this story?
No. There's nothing about a skinny-based penis 6 or 7 inches soft in my story. Nobody got that far.
To redeem himself, he pulled his thing.
Brent, why don't you call him and ask him if he wants to come on?
All right.
That is so awesome.
I mean, I don't know how you could make that story up, honestly. I mean, it's so ridiculous, it almost has to be true.
Unless it happened to him, and he's trying to deflect what happened to him by claiming it's somebody else.
That's a pretty bizarre story.
You think?
I think we could probably flush it out of him with a few questions.
It probably happened to a buddy of his. I think adding the part about him setting the record really gives it credibility, though.
His aunt works at Apple.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe. Right?
Well, why do you say she wasn't on the mom's trip?
I thought he was on the mom's trip. They went to Applebee's.
He said, my mom was not on this mom's.
He said, I'm glad my mom was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to poke holes in it, but it seems like it's pretty solid.
He has a voicemail that does not accept new messages.
What?
So I don't know. I'm going to message him back
text
on the
him.
Boner line.
Just text him.
He did it for, then he set up a burner phone so nobody could trace back the story.
His aunt would lose her job.
Yeah.
And she'd also be busted for looking very closely at his penis and noticing the thin base. His penis sounds like the Liberty Bell.
I've never heard that, a thin base. He's 7 inches soft, and he's got a big head on it. What a weird-looking dick.
That is a weird dick. I think we've seen thin-based penises before.
But with a giant head like that?
Here's the real punching bag.
Nice comeback, though, gotta admit.
What if women would like the thin-based penis with the large head?
Oh, sounds like a Twitter poll.
It might take a lot of words to describe the pole.
They don't want a thin dick, don't they? Like a,
no, but
like
it, gets, it gets big as towards the head. It gets larger and larger. So, I mean, upon entry, it might, I don't know, maybe feel good.
Like a light bulb?
It's got a lot of girth at the entry point.
So it looks like a light bulb? Like, I don't get
kind
it.
Kind of. I don't know.
It's weird.
I'm just speculating about how the penis would feel. I don't have any experience with it.
I hope not. That would, I don't know. Does it have a curvature?
At least it seems to have a lot of girth at one point in the penis.
That's better than no girth at all.
Yeah, I mean, girth gets raves. Generally.
It does, yeah.
So.
I would like to know what your inside information is.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
No, my only inside information is that there's this other mom that he nailed, supposedly. I'm not going to say the name because this is all getting so ridiculous.
But that would be against the statement which said it involves no teammate or their relatives.
True. I don't believe they're ever going to say, yes, he did have intercourse with a mom, but it was not Connor Bedard's mom. We're going to say that.
Couldn't it be just that he was hitting on the moms?
Could.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense. And there's supposedly there's a PR girl who works for the media department or something.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
I meant to bring this up a few days ago because it's such a funny story. The lieutenant governor of Tennessee. I don't even know his name.
Yeah,
I've just seen all this stuff about him because he's this conservative who was very anti-gay, generally speaking, like a lot of people were. I mean, Bill Clinton was the architect of don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people. Obama was against gay marriage. I mean, it's not unusual. He's 79 years old. So, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I mean, he was over the top anti-gay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's a lot of attention at Tennessee because they just passed that drag queen bill.
Oh, that's right. And he voted.
Did he vote for the bill? I'm not sure.
He's lieutenant governor, so I don't know if he voted. But I'm just saying there was a lot of attention on the state over this kind of issue.
But he was so anti-gay that he was either forced to or decided to in some way kind of come around and say, well, yeah, I've opened my eyes up and I'm trying to be a little more open-minded about, which isn't saying much because as you find with many people that are so anti-gay, it turns out that the whole script is really kind of flipped inside of them. It's really crazy.
Self-loathing.
And so, yeah, they're not digging the humor within. So anyway, it turns out that he's got this really weird history on social media where he really likes and comments on these super duper gay stuff, like 20-year-olds doing super gay things on Instagram.
But the best part is his Instagram is his name. It's Lieutenant Governor McNally or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that he never dreamed in a million years that anyone would see what he was commenting on. I don't know why he would think that, but
well, once again, how old did you say that he is?
79.
So do you think he's that with it when it comes to social media and what people can track down? And
I'm shocked
up?
He even comments on this, but it sounds to me like he really was digging this 20-year-old Franklin McClure, whose Instagram, again, is really super duper gay.
Wouldn't it be great if McNally came out of the closet and just started dating this guy?
And did a drag queen show.
Maybe that's fucking hot would that be?
Maybe that's what he wants.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he seems to me to be very gay and very horny because the stuff that he likes and comments on is really, really hot stuff. I mean, if you're a gay guy, you would really like this guy's Instagram. I mean, if this guy's Instagram were judged on its gayness, he would get a 99. He really would. I mean, he's gay before he's anything else.
Only a 99? Is
that horny at that age, though? Wow.
No, the 20-year-old, I mean.
Oh, I see.
If the 20-year-old were judged for its level of gayness, he'd have 105.
Yeah.
He would get extra credit.
Yeah, but McNally.
He's hot. He's a hot young guy.
McNally being horny for that guy is kind of surprising, too, at age 79, isn't it, I guess? Yeah.
Well, maybe he's really kind of, you know, in being open-minded, maybe he got carried away and started getting really excited looking at this stuff. I don't know.
It's just that hot, he couldn't control himself.
I mean, look at Diplo. Diplo was getting BJs from dudes and, you know. I don't know. It's crazy.
Shouldn't McNally, the lieutenant governor, go, well, I never looked this guy's pictures in the eye. Is that Diplo's excuse?
He doesn't really make excuses, though. I think he's just busted. And so he's like, well, I'm open-minded, and maybe that's shouldn't have done that. So anyway, today he announced he's going to take a pause. I'm taking a pause from social media. It seems that people of my generation just don't quite know how to navigate this crazy thing. And so I'm going to take a pause and try to figure it all out.
And he's going
to
come back and say,
I'm not gay no more.
That guy, I love that guy.
I feel bad for this dude. Just go gay out, man.
I know. He should. He's 79. Why not just go out in some wild gay orgy?
Just like D.O. Dubs went out with all that crack.
Yeah.
This guy should go out with all that crack. Just a different kind of crack.
Why is D.O. Dubs' name seem so perfect for an 88-year-old getting busted smoking crack?
Such a great name, period.
D.O. Dubs.
D.O. Dubs.
It's like a cartoon character or something.
So do you want to see this?
This is
the only interview he gave. Yeah.
Breaking news from News 5 in Tennessee on Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally apologizing for. I don't really know what he's apologizing for. I don't think he knows what he's apologizing
for. Great point. What is he apologizing for?
For not properly navigating social media. I'm at an age where it's all new to me, and I may have made some mistakes, and I regret that.
Not very kind to that community.
Aww.
As I learned some things and met some people in that community, I realized that they're still individuals and they still have value.
In a legislative session by bills outlawing drag shows in public places and targeting gender care for the trans community, Tennessee Lieutenant Governor Randy
McNally. I don't like how this reporter talks.
Is the reporter sound like he might be gay?
Oh, maybe.
Progressive site that up. Unearthed his social
media. Wait, you don't want to see? There's the 99.
Yeah, look at what this 79-year-old is digging, Trudy. See,
wow.
This guy who has his panties down about halfway.
Right, almost to base.
Those are panties, aren't they?
Those are panties.
Yeah. Why are there
hearts in the lieutenant governor's eyes looking at this 20-year-old?
Oh, Lord.
Listen to Porter's voice. His voice is weird. I think it's a very odd voice,
yeah.
Governor Randy McNally finds himself facing accusations of hypocrisy. After a progressive lispiness
in his voice, not that I care or not that it matters.
Silted and kind of weird.
Among them, provocative posts that were liked by the 79-year-old Republican, including one where the young man doesn't appear to be wearing clothes.
When people see these posts, what should they take away from them?
Well, I don't know that they should sweating take away a whole lot.
In a boner.
In an exclusive interview, McNally described how he befriended the young man first on Facebook, then on Instagram.
First among on the posts,
this close-up of the young man's backside, McNally responded with three red hearts and three on-fire emojis.
Reporter is very distracting to the story.
You could turn a rainy day into rainbows and sunshine.
Oh, that's nice.
Try to encourage people with posts and try to, help them.
I was trying to encourage his ass.
Were you trying to help this young man in some sort of way?
Just basically trying to encourage him.
There was also this post where the message was, quote, not a whore, but a hoe. One is a slut, the other is a prostitute, adding, I'm the one that gets free weed for giving, then a reference to a sexual act. And it was liked
he liked that?
Lieutenant Governor.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
I don't know that, a lot of times on people's posts, you see the name and you see what they've written and you just press the button that says like.
So you knew what it said,
that post?
I don't recall reading the part about the
I want to hear more of this reporter's report.
I know.
He's freaking me out.
Well, what about the prostitute?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
I might have read that.
In that case, was it appropriate to
he
like?
He just blew up his own defense of liking a post.
I know. Probably not.
Then we came to a moment in our interview that could not be avoided.
Let's see your penis.
That's the question that people are suggesting on social media to let you respond to it. Have you ever had any personal relationship with this young man?
No.
No, is he gay? That's the question. No, everyone wants to know if he's gay.
Never have.
In fact, we found other LGBTQ-related posts liked by Tennessee's lieutenant governor, who says he's gotten to know members of that community, including some from his own
cool mushroom tip.
Tried to be more affirming of their identities. He also notes that he has spoken out against some legislation pushed by his Republican colleagues.
Does this affect your ability to lead?
I hope not. And I've had some of my colleagues say that they're supportive.
I think
it's Republican and
it's
Democrat.
Just really weird.
It's really, it's kind of sad.
I know.
Really, really sorry.
I think there's a gay guy inside that is really just
without a doubt
fighting so hard to get out.
Look at that mustache, right?
any of the members of the legislature.
He's trying to just fight his way out through his penis.
Oh, gross. We know how that's going to end.
He sees those posts, and he just goes crazy.
In the end, the Tennessee Senate chooses...
Big D energy over there.
Title that
Senate, S-I-N-I-T-T.
Have you thought about resigning?
I think that's really up to the members of the Senate.
No, it's up to you to resign. That would be you quitting your own job.
Would serve at their pleasure.
Why don't you take your floppy penis and go home?
My boss.
Bill Williams, News Channel 5 Investigates.
Investigates. Can I hear more reporting from that guy?
Yeah, well, what's his name?
Phil. Wait, playback.
Okay, let's see.
Phil.
I think I'll be a lot more careful about using social media.
Yeah.
Amid a sudden
start
over his provocative social media interactions, Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally sits down this afternoon to answer Phil Williams' question.
Phil Williams. Okay, Phil cool.
Phil right, Williams.
While you're looking...
I want to see everyone's dick!
That's one of my favorite drops. You know, there's a drop, March Madness, going on.
Oh, yeah, we should go through that.
With Walter the Boof. Is it Walter the Boof announcer who set it up?
Yeah.
And, God, I hope he's got I Want to See Everyone's Dick in there.
You mean this?
I want to see everyone's dick!
Tommy Lee. Did you know thousands of our listeners have already called Legacy Partners to get help with their home and auto insurance needs? We get emails from you all the time singing their praises. Legacy has even helped listeners by fixing mistakes other agents have made, asking the right questions to get the right coverage put in place to properly protect you and help save you money at the same time. And chances are, if you haven't checked your rates in the last year, you're paying too much. So what are you waiting for? Put some money back in your own pocket. Give Legacy Partners a chance to help with your home, your cars, your life, or business insurance. And if you're on Medicare, take advantage of the annual open enrollment period and let Legacy's Medicare team review your option plans for free. Call them today, Legacy Partners.
586-209-4106 or visit our website and click the link to get started with your new quotes.
Shit, yeah.
If you're going through dry January, stock up on Griffin Claw's Hop 2O non-alcoholic hop water. You can visit shop.griffinclaw.com or click on the Griffin Claw logo on the Drew and Mike page and enter the code word Drew to have it shipped to your door. We'll even throw in a personalized Drew and Mike gift card to help offset the shipping. If dry January isn't your thing, visit either of the Griffin Claw tap rooms in Birmingham or Rochester Hills to purchase the Yes Chef Hazy IPA, one of the handcrafted spirits, including a 100-proof single-barrel Flying Buffalo bourbon. And try the steak bites. They're the same as those served at Big Rock Chop House or Black Rock, according to Mark. Unlike Corey Perry, Griffin Claw's Hop 2O non-alcoholic hop water isn't all head and skinny at the base, so you can have six or seven soft because like Amanda in 1986... They're awesome.
That's awesome.
Yum, yum, yummy beer.
So Luke Nowacki, apologies for the lack of ad read updates. Those who approve the ad reads for Pinnacle Wealth Strategies have not approved of the humor in the ad reads for Pinnacle Wealth Strategies. Anyway, the snow is falling, so not only is Maz waking up scared, but if you ever had that, I'll get it together next year feeling. Well, next year is here. 24 is here. Off the bench, economically angry, like an amped up Probert from the early 90s. Keep your head up and be prepared. If you'd like some help maybe managing your assets, give Luke and Zach at Pinnacle Wealth a call at 248-663-4748.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through
Mosaic Wealth.
SIC member FINRA/SIPC.
Mosaic Wealth.
SIC is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent.
Mosaic Wealth.
Inc.
Johnny Depp has a $20 million cologne deal.
Might as well be called Johnny Cologne.
Is that a person people want to smell like?
No, he looks like he stinks.
Yeah, I think he would be the last celebrity you would want for a cologne advertisement, but here you go, $20
million. $20 million bucks.
And then he's on the red carpet at Cannes because he's got a movie. Is it Jean Dubarry, the name of the movie? He's playing Louis the 15th, which
really?
Is like, wow, okay, a period whatever. Piece? How weird. But anyway, so they're asking, somebody is pressuring Brie Larson, you know, because she's on the jury to pick the winning movie, and they're like, will you watch Johnny Depp's movie? Because she is Miss Me Too, apparently.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if you remember this, but I remembered it when I read it. When Affleck's brother Casey won the Oscar,
yeah,
she was
that.
The presenter, and she wouldn't clap, and she was like looking really stern behind him because he had been, not Me Too'd, but he had settled a sex harassment thing. I think he had a settlement with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. Yeah,
So, of course, she has to have this real stern face when she... Why did they allow her to give out that award if she's so angry at Casey Affleck?
It just shows they don't know who won, who's going to win.
Well, if she's that angry at any of the nominees, I mean, isn't that just stupid?
Yeah. And well, it makes her look dumb, too. I'm surprised she would agree.
It would make sense to just smile and, you know, be nice in the moment. And then if you have to say something afterwards, you know, go ahead. But why be such a bitch?
You should just smile and blow me.
And then I was reading comments from people who were angry at her for copping such an attitude when the person asked her, you know, oh, you watched the movie? You're such a Me Too person. And apparently she looked so upset when she was answering. I couldn't find the clip.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, somebody in the comments said, God, she looked like a weightlifter fighting to force a shit out.
Gross.
She looked like a deadlifter.
Was the comment underneath it like, I would watch her take a shit.
Probably.
You want to see the video of that?
Or she'd clog my toilet. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Okay.
I'm determined to see how terribly stressed she is.
Because it's not just this. There's also, you're not allowed to protest at the Cannes Film Festival. It's just not allowed.
Con.
And so what ends, what is it?
Cannes
Film Festival.
Why is there an S?
It's French.
I don't care. Spell it right. Anyway, the Cannes Film Festival, they're not allowed to protest there. So there's a big social media protest against Johnny Depp from Amber Heard supporters. I don't know who Amber Heard supporters are.
What's that, four people?
Yeah. So here's the question asked during the presser.
As a sort of outspoken and very vocal advocate for Time's Up and Me Too, I'm curious how you feel about Johnny Depp's film opening the festival.
Johnny Depp's
and do you plan to see it?
Do you like Johnny Depp's film?
You're asking me that?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't understand the correlation or why me specifically.
Oh, just you were on the advisory council, celebrity advisory council for Time's Up. I think the Johnny Depp case has been very well played out.
It's the best messenger for this question, by the way.
There's been some controversy about that film being chosen to play out of competition in open can. So I'm just curious if you will see it and how you feel about its selection here.
Well, you'll see, I guess, if I'll see it. And I don't know how I'll feel about it if I do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Could you be a bigger bitch about the question? Sort
of outspoken what a stupid and answer. I want that guy to ask every question at every press conference ever.
Could you be a bigger bitch about the question? About the question?
Very monotone staccato.
Why are you asking? Why are you asking me? Well, because you were part of the B2 times up. You're on the jury, so you have to vote for the movie. So how could you not watch the movie if you have to vote for the movie?
Who's that dude next to her, by the way? Do you know Brandon?
Look at her nodding her head so patronizingly to him.
Why are you nodding your head so patronizingly?
Why would you be directing that question at me? He explained it, didn't he? Can we play that over again?
Yes. He explained it. He explained it perfectly right in the beginning.
I would agree with the person that said she looked like a huge,
she explained it perfectly.
A guy who could deadlift 1,000 pounds who was forcing a shit out. She does. She looks that stressed.
The sort of outspoken and very vocal advocate for Time's Up and Me Too. I'm
right there.
How you feel.
Right there. First sentence. You've been very vocal and outspoken about Me Too.
But a very vocal.
No, why are you asking me? I'm just on the board.
I think he said, yeah, but very vocal and spoken about Me Too.
The sort of outspoken and very vocal advocate for Time's Up and
Does
Me
Too. Does he need neosinephrine?
How do you feel about Johnny Depp's film opening the festival?
It's a great question.
Do you plan to see
it? He could be an effeminate man with a cold.
Do you plan
You're asking me that?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't understand the correlation or why me specifically.
You're not listening.
Oh,
then.
Just you were on the advisory council, celebrity advisory council for Time's Up. I think the Johnny Depp case has been very well played out in American and international media. There's been some controversy about that film being chosen to play out of competition in open can. So I'm just curious if you will see it and how you feel about its selection.
How you feel about its selection?
Well, you'll see. I guess if I'll see it, and I don't know how I'll feel about it.
My question is: are you going to see it at all? You never answered my original question.
You're on the board.
Could you please be a little bitchier in your answer?
You're on the board.
And could we just at least acknowledge the fact that you weren't listening to my question the first time I asked it?
Me?
I'm just an effeminate
man. Me specifically?
With a cold.
The one that's on the board?
To ask a question.
Me too?
Explain the question.
An effeminate robot with a cold.
I mean, why not this guy that's not on the board?
Doesn't he sound like a robot?
That you made me. Yeah, he does sound a little robotic. He sounds like a robotic effeminate man with a cold.
Sort of outspoken and very vocal.
I love the way he says see it, by the way.
For Time's Up and Me Too. I'm curious how you feel about Johnny Depp's film opening the festival.
Johnny Depp's
and do you
film.
Plan to see it?
See it.
You're asking me that?
I love the way you said see it. I got to hear that again.
There's a stress accent on the T.
Do you plan to see it?
Do you plan to see it?
Do you plan to see it?
Why are you asking me?
In the festival, and do you plan to see it?
See it.
You're asking me that?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the board.
Wait. I don't even care about her anymore.
Is the guy, are either guy next to you that I'm not looking at, or either one of them on the Time's Up board? Or either one of them on the Time's
Brandon,
Up board?
I want to hear him say yes. It is such an emphatic yes. Yes.
That's happened to me too. I'm curious how you feel about Johnny Depp's film opening the festival, and do you plan to see it?
You're asking me that?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Great question.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the correlation.
I will repeat it over again for you.
The correlation. What's correlated? He asked a question. He explained why he asked a question. What do you mean the correlation? That's what I would have said.
That's the
what
correlation.
Do you mean by the correlation?
Computing. The correlation would be you are on the advisory council. Will you go see it?
I don't think we're correlating anything in this case. I think we're just asking a question about if you're going to see the Johnny Depp movie. And I asked it because you're on the advisory board for Time's Up. What do you mean by correlation? Can you explain that before I explain what you want me to explain, which is stupid?
I don't understand why you don't understand what my correlation question is. Will you see it?
And do you plan to see it?
And do you plan? Okay, we need that drop. Do we plan to see it?
Can we play the whole thing over again, please?
Yeah, gladly.
The sort of outspoken and very vocal advocate for Time's Up and Me Too. I'm curious how you feel about Johnny Depp's film opening the festival, and do you plan to see it?
He's pushing his voice.
You're asking me that?
Yes.
He's so pushing his voice.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't understand the correlation or why. I will repeat it. I got.
Oh, just you were on the advisory council.
Wait, about a new one.
Time's up. I think the Johnny Depp case has been very well played out in American
played out.
I love it when he goes, oh! That's a new guy. Oh, gladly repeat it.
You were on the advisory council.
Oh, sure.
Oh, just you were on the advisory council, celebrity advisory council for Time's Up. I think the Johnny Depp case has been very well played out in national media. There's been some controversy about that film being supposed to play out of competition in open can. So I'm just curious.
I am pushing my voice very hard. That's why I said Time's Up.
Well, you'll see, I guess, if I'll see it. And I don't know how I'll feel about it if I do.
Are the guys on either side of you?
Would you be a little bigger bitch about it?
But I'm just
are they on the council for me too?
I know, although after the fact, if you will see it, but I'm just wondering if it is in your plans to go see it.
See,
is it on
Google sort of
calendar?
Outspoken and very vocal. Why are you spying? Advocate for Time's
Why does she hold her chest, like her hand over her heart too? Like, oh heavens.
Me?
Oh, Johnny Depp's name has been uttered. Oh. By the way, he won his lawsuit.
Yeah.
Bree. He won the lawsuit. She was abusive to him. Are you angry at Amber Heard? That's my follow-up question.
I have a follow-up question for the gentleman sitting next to you. Do you feel stupid with that tiny little bottle when you're such a hawking size of a man?
Also, why don't you drink from the bottle instead of putting it into dirtying a glass?
Because the bottle's too small, Brandon. Look at that dude.
If you were naked right now, would you have an even smaller bottle to make your penis look larger? Is that what you're doing?
When you're done with that bottle, will you put it next to your penis to make it look bigger when you take a picture to send a dick pic? Because people will think it is a normal size bottle, but it is clearly just about half a pint. Honestly, this guy is, how big is that?
That's a big dude. He's an actor. I would describe him
as a beefcake.
I want to say that he's the dude in the beginning of Inglourious Basterds that's hiding the hiding the girls under
no,
the
that's
family.
That's not him.
That's him. I'm
only
telling
you. Only if he
you
ain't another human.
You said this is in Cannes, France. That guy's French.
This doesn't mean every, she's not. I don't think Brie Larson, are you French?
I have a question for the gentleman with this tiny bottle of Perrier or whatever. It
looks ridiculous.
That's the guy smoking the pipe in the beginning of Inglourious Basterds.
Are you unscrewing that tiny bottle like your life depended on it because you want people to think that you bench more than you really do?
Opening the festival, and do you plan to see it?
And for that beefcake next to you, do you plan to drink it?
That's definitely that guy. I should get an award for that.
Why can't I hear? I can't hear Brie Larson anymore.
You were on the advisory council, celebrity advisory council for Time's Up. I think the Johnny Depp
model I can't stop
well played out in American and international media. There's been some controversy about that film being chosen to play out of competition in open can. So I'm just curious how you feel about its selection here.
Well, you'll see. I guess if I'll see it, and
oh, she's mocking his
see it. I don't know how I'll feel about it if I do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you so nasty? What did he put a B in? What's the word he put in?
I'm opening the festival, and do you plan to see it?
Oh!
Let me hear a response, because that's where he says it. He uses a B word.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't understand the correlation, or why me specifically.
Oh, just you were on the advisory council, celebrity advisory council for Time's Up. I think the Johnny Depp case has been very well played out in American media.
It's played out.
Controversy about that film being chosen to play out of competition in open can. So I'm just curious.
I'm pushing my voice so hard right now. I don't know if you noticed. Selection
here. I thought it was Canes up until 5 minutes ago, my entire
Seriously?
Life.
Seriously? Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. You didn't do anything. You corrected me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a dick about it.
Look at that face. Like, oh my God, that's
such a
stupid question.
I know, it's a real
bitchy
face.
But here's my answer to your really stupid question.
Variety couldn't believe that she was asked that.
Really? I think it's a totally fair question.
That is a loaded question. They know there's certain contingencies of the internet that don't like her, and this is bait.
I actually.
Wait, what? Who said that?
VZ World Peace. He's got a blue check mark.
You know what? That's what I hate about blue check marks.
Wait, let me see the. What are people responding to?
What I hate about blue
saying?
Check marks, Drew, is these people get to pop to the top.
Right.
Their responses get to be read first.
That is a loaded question. They know there are certain contingencies of the internet that didn't like her. And this is bait.
This is
Dole Brown that says, well, she felt so strongly about the B2 movement being on the advisory. The B2 movement. Big on the advisory council, she should be asked about it. Chose the hypocrisy of celebrities.
Wow, I can't believe the former LSU head coach said that.
Bro, what?
Dale Brown.
Shining Shig Ho says, well, it looks like Brie Larson isn't the only one who doesn't understand why Johnny Depp is still getting work in Hollywood. Easy, Brie W, says Gabriel Gonzalez. Gen X bitches, aren't you dizzy yet from all the spitting you do?
That's Britney. That's not Brie Larson.
Mastercroft, the TDS, says, say what you want about Brie, but that was the right response to have given the circumstances.
No, it wasn't the right response.
I disagree with you.
That was absolutely the wrong response because you never
answered
the question.
Oh, and Captain Marvel News is...
Well, she's Captain Marvel, so...
Absolutely correct. Perfect answer to an unnecessary question. Well, she was so worked up answering it. She looked like a power lifter taking a dump who was constipated.
That's a really good description.
You look like a power lifter who could lift like 2,000 pounds deadlifting, tried to take a dump when he was constipated. Has anyone ever told you that before? When you talk about Johnny Depp? That's how you look. That's how you look.
Was she promoting the Marvel? Was she promoting a Marvel movie? Like, what is she in?
She's on the jury of the Cat Vote.
She gets to vote.
Oh.
She
has
so, to of vote. Course, she's going to watch the movie because she's got to vote on it.
Oh,
so,
that makes the question even better.
It was a good question. And she answered it in a way that suggested that it was a little bit iffy as far as whether she would watch the movie in light of the fact that she's part of the B2 movement.
How can you be part of the B2 movement when you're also on the Cod Jury Festival?
It's impossible to be part of the B2 movement and then expect to rationally judge a Johnny Depp movie.
Are you able to separate the art from the artist? Artist.
Are
I
you?
I like to stress my T's.
Are you going to check your participation in the B2 movement at the door before you join the jury to vote on these movies?
These movies.
Because the B2 movement could certainly impact your vote when you are on the jury to award these movies that are indeed the most outstanding.
I thought that some human being had actually dropped a grumpy, pardon the term, onto the bed. Fecal matter on the bed.
There's our real estate sponsor, Christina Gennari, and our team at KW Domain. Real estate has been crazy for the past couple of years, but Christina has been doing this for more than 20 years, and she's seen all the ups and downs. Christina and her team are ready to help you find the home of your dreams when you're ready to make a move. So when it's time to move, go with the obvious choice. Christina Gennari, go to soldchristina.com. That's soldchristina.com, the obvious choice in real estate. And she also sponsors the Drew and Mike Show on Detroit's Wheels, 7 a.m. to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Call her at 248-550-4788.
You're just better at real estate than they are.
Dr. Roche is starting the new year with a toast to one of our favorite things, boobs. Dr. Roche is an expert in the field of breast augmentations. Call and ask them about saline and silicone, whichever one is best for you. And there's still time before that winter break getaway, the beach destination, or the sunny, warm cruise ship trip. Get ready for summer. Getting fresh breasts is a great excuse to get into a new bikini and cruise wear. And it's a good time of year to also treat your skin to a BBL treatment. That's broadband light for the clarity and texture and tone of your skin, to smooth out fine lines, to blast out brown spots, sun spots, age spots, and broken capillaries. And then there is Evoke, Evolve, and Emerald, the non-invasives, treatments that do a lot of heavy lifting, tightening your skin over taut muscles, and reduce circumference. Great New Year's prices available at the offices of Dr. Roche. Call them for a consult at 248-338-1110.
Put your best face and body forward, Dr. Gregory Roche.
Hey, don't forget our friends at Polyvu Family Dental. They offer full-service family dental work. Over 600 five-star reviews, so many of those from being an Invisalign provider, where they can offer you, yes, straight teeth. Adults who didn't get braces or maybe are bothered by this their entire lives, you, too, can have a perfect smile. You can even see it beforehand, before you commit, by looking at their iTero digital scanner. You can see potential results in just minutes. They've got state-of-the-art technology, also the in-house Polyvu discount plan available for those without insurance. Very unusual. They're an Invisalign provider. They've done hundreds of cases. They offer financing options with no credit check. Serving ages 7+. Consultations are always free at Polyvu Family Dental, a full-service family dental office. Click the link on our website for Polyvu Family Dental.
My teeth were so messed up.
I have the top 10 cowbell songs all time.
Oh, cool.
What?
And there is a rating system in play to do this.
Wait.
There are three criteria. How big a hit was the song?
Mm-hmm.
How much cowbells are heard within the song?
Yeah.
How imaginative is the use of the cowbells?
Imaginative?
Well, you'll when you hear this,
it's got to be prominent in the song. Though.
It's got to be a Blue Oyster Cult, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that.
That's the obvious choice.
I got fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Amen. I just want to say this: the reason I found this list is because I was looking up songs that have hand claps and cowbells.
Uh-huh. What? No way. There's no such thing.
There's no such list. But there is such a song.
What? No, I refuse to believe that.
Yes,
I want to hear it.
It's Everybody's Got Something to Hide But Me and My Monkey.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
The John Lennon song.
That's a great song.
Play it at the beginning. The hand claps at the beginning. I was like, there's hand claps. Because I knew there was cowbell. I'm like, oh my God, there's hand claps and cowbell. Holy shit.
And then your head
the two things I love most.
Bloated. I'm getting it.
The greatest thing about listening to music in headphones is that you hear that kind of stuff that before you may never have noticed in a song.
Hear the claps?
Yeah, barely.
Come on, come on. There's the cowbell. That crazy cowbell. God, the White Album is just such a pile of greatness.
What's the song about, Drew?
It's about John and his penis.
Oh.
God, I got that bass line in my left ear.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's only 2 minutes and 25 seconds, which is amazing. When it ends, you're like, wow, what an experience that was. It happened so fast.
I used to beat off with John.
There's that cowbell again.
Is that a weird sounding cowbell?
It is, because they're wailing on it.
Come on, come on. I gotta have more cowbell.
I gotta know who's playing that.
Ringo, right? It's percussion.
I'm not sure he's playing cowbell. They switched around on a lot of stuff. It could be, though. That's a good guess. Can you Google it?
What's your question? I'm sorry. I was lost
who's
in the song.
Who's playing the cowbell? And I'll shut up.
Let's see. Lennon. It's not a cowbell. It is a handbell, and it is played by Paul.
Oh, it's like a Salvation Army bell.
Ringo did do the hand claps, though.
It sounds like a cowbell.
It does.
Well, I mean.
I'm not taking that cowbell out of that song. As far as I'm concerned, it's as good as cowbell.
Hey, what about.
It seems higher pitched than a cowbell, though.
About songs about penises. Have we ever seen a list about songs about
King Missile, penis? Number one.
All I don't know. Let me finish.
Like every song by a guy?
Love Gun.
Let me bring you this list first.
All right, let's hear it.
At number 10, best cowbell songs, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Of course.
Don't Worry, I Wasn't Going to Leave Out Blue Oyster Cult, but without SNL's immortal sketch starring Will Ferrell and Christopher Walken, this would only be the quintessential cowboy song. This would not be the quintessential cowboy song. It only reached number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100.
And the beef between Chad and Will Ferrell, too, which was on the Fallon Show, wasn't it?
Oh, Later.
that was called Cowbell.
Number 9, We're an American Band. Grand Funk's number one hit told us every American band must have a cowbell player. It has some really good parts that feature the cowbell, but it's not heard in the entire song.
Okay, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Number 8, King of Rock. Run DMC rapping with cowbells. Wow!
Oh,
even though the song was not a huge hit, the inventive combination of rap, rock, and cowbell made this a rare gem. I've never heard it.
Oh, you never heard the King of Rock?
Nope.
Oh, it's a great song.
Do you know the song,
Trudy? It's done. I am sucker MCs. To call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire. Now we rock the party and come correct. All cuts are on time and rhyme connect. Got the right to vote. And it needs more cowbell. And other rappers can't stand us, but give us respect. Don't ask me where the cowbell is in this song.
I don't listen to hip-hop.
There it is.
Really? Yeah. Good guitar? Who's on that guitar? Somebody tearing it up.
Do you know the song You Talk Too Much by Run DMC? Does anybody know that?
I do not.
So Charlotte was saying that someone was talking too much, so I started rapping that song and I played it for her. and they thought it was the dumbest song ever, and I finally felt like a really old dad trying to push my music on them.
Wow, and you're only pushing rap, too, which is what she'll love.
Oh, let's Run DMC, man.
Yeah. At number five, well, she'll probably, rap music is what kids grow up with now.
No, you know what's funny? Because I told,
old.
You know how we've been watching American Idol, and there was a performance by last year's winner and runner-up, and it's a country song, and they, both her and Annie really love this terrible song. Ugh. And I'm like, I can't believe you like country. And she's insistent that she does not like country, just that one song. And I'm like, you're going to like country. You're going to be one of those, aren't you? I'm trying to shame her into not liking country music.
Well, it sounds like rap's off to a bad start. But yeah. Number seven, Time Has Come Today, the Chambers Brothers.
Oh, great.
I feel like
this
should be higher. I feel like it should be higher.
Very prominently featured.
Such a great song.
It is such a great song. I just, do the Chambers Brothers have another song or two that I should like? I don't know anything about the Chambers Brothers. Are they from here?
Yeah, I think they are.
They are.
Yeah.
The Chambers Brothers song is the ultimate cowbell song. It's the only song besides Lowrider that top scores in categories C and D. If it had been a number one hit, it's in the top three, maybe joins my co-number ones.
I had no idea they were black.
Yeah, how about that?
They're from L.A.
Really?
A black psychedelic rock band. How fucking cool.
Time! Can't put it out another day. Time! I don't care what others say.
This only has 14 million streams on Spotify.
I know, that's a crime. It's going to land in a movie, and it's going to change that.
Have you said on my show before?
I'm going to write a movie.
You play it on wheels?
I played it, like, under something, you know.
Oh, good job, Trudy. I like it when you sneak stuff in.
Trying to sneak stuff in, yeah.
Like that breaking news alert from Mort Krim. I thought I had the podcast, and I was like, what?
Have you ever heard this version?
Yes, I have.
Do you not? Oh, really?
Yes. It's just an alternate version, isn't it?
It's the Ramones. It's the slowest song the Ramones have ever done.
It's weird, and it's called
It's just strange that they would cover it at all. It speeds up. That's early Ramones, isn't it?
I have no idea, Drew.
All right, number six is Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe. Barry White's number one hit gets into the groove with cowbells.
Yeah.
At 1:30, you can hear the syncopated cowbell substitute for a drum fill.
Was Murray Wilson
At number five is The Beatles' Drive My Car. I couldn't leave off Paul McCartney's Beatles composition. Paul is one of the greatest bassists ever, turning the bass into a melodic instrument as well as helping set the beat with the drums. The cowbell plays a clear role throughout the song, but doesn't have the inventiveness of the songs above it. Wow, it's really loud in my right ear.
Hard to play the cowbell, is it?
I don't know.
All you have to do is just.
It sure sounds cool when it's done right. All right, at number three is Lowrider. When it comes to cowbells, these dudes make love, not war. Awesome layers of percussion instruments led by a cowbell solo.
Whoa.
They rock the cowbell the entire song, good enough for a tie for number three.
Yeah. Wow. That drum, man.
All my friends know the low rider.
Eric Burton.
The low rider is a little higher.
Who would have thought this would be such a big hit? I mean, not that it shouldn't be.
A song that's been in a billion movies.
It has been. That's true. I hope it made somebody a lot of money. Tied for third is Funky Town. The only place where disco and cowbells live is Happy Neighbors. Their popularity and inventive cowbell rhymes. Lips Incorporated gets my vote for number three. The song reached number one in 28 countries. A record released.
Whoa.
A record for release singles only broken by Madonna 36 years later. But it's still disco. so it couldn't breach the top two positions. Oh, yeah. Never noticed that. And I've heard this song a million times. That's a whole lot of cowbell, isn't it?
Ah, man.
Okay, tied for number one, we have, any guesses?
Oh, I'm all guessed out, man.
I played it before the show.
That doesn't mean anything.
I can't recall. There's a lot of songs in the pre-show.
Are those songs messages, by the way?
They usually have a connection. Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones.
I did hear you play that. You play like 15 versions of it.
I just had it. I just searched it, and then I was doing something else and kept repeating. Sorry.
No, I don't care.
I love the song. No?
Not yeah!
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Woo!
It's just taking me a while. I don't know why.
It's funny when that when you hear that at the show, when you, as soon as you hear that cowbell, the whole building just lights
go
up.
Go wild.
He's got such an attitude on this song.
He does. She blew my nose. I never knew what that meant for the longest time. Memphis.
Get it?
Mick turns 80 in a month, by the way.
He should run for president.
One of the Stones' number one songs has great syncopated cowbells. Even though they came after the Beatles, they took cowbells to the next level. It's so hard to rank the top two. I made them co-number ones. The co-number one is the John Lennon Cowbell Trilogy. You Can't Do That, A Hard Day's Night, and I Call Your Name.
Whoa.
Of which You Can't Do That would be my choice.
Yeah.
That is such a great song.
Really good time.
You know, it was a B-side to, I think it was Can't Buy Me Love, but I always thought it was such a, is that Boyce Avenue?
That's not it.
What is that? What was that?
I don't know what that is.
Boyce Avenue.
It's a, I know. It's
I swear
John
to God,
Lund.
I thought it was Boyce Avenue.
Boyce
I thought
Avenue,
it was a joke.
Do cowbell? Do they have cowbell?
Probably not. There you go.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I caught you talking to him. Do I have to tell you one more time? I think it's a sin. I think I let you down. Let you down. I leave you.
Boy, that cowbell is really, is really loud.
There's,
I Call Your Name has loud cowbell too. I didn't realize there was cowbell in A Hard Day's Night. I don't know why.
I gotta have more cowbell.
There's a big omission in this list, but I think it's because of the criteria you laid out. There's a show favorite that I think everybody loves. I know there was an argument about it once. It's not on the list.
What song?
This one. Moby Dick.
Oh, yeah. I never think of it as a song with cowbell.
I know. Well, it's basically...
Wait, let's... I gotta search Zeppelin songs with cowbell. Are
there... It's got a long drum solo.
I never liked Moby Dick or Bonzo's Montro.
Oh, man.
I know, I feel guilty about it, but I just don't. This is the John Paul Jones moment in the show.
What about Nazareth? Hair of the Dog?
That's a good one. That was it. It's a pretty big hit, I think. Jimmy Page was a pretty outstanding producer. There's got to be some other cowbell songs.
What about Foghat, Fool for the City?
Great song.
Born on the Bayou?
Wait a second. Good Times, Bad Times has cowbell in it?
Rock and roll hoochie coo.
Heads up. I fucking love it. I'm sorry.
Bonzo!
Dance the Night Away as cowbell. Van Halen.
Great song. Great scene in that space movie with Tim Robbins where he takes his helmet off in space. Yeah. What's that name? What's the movie? Wait. Something to Mars? Mission to Mars.
I can never remember, yeah.
Mission to Mars. I have another cowbell list that's quite different. This one has Good Times, Bad Times by Led Zeppelin at 10. Stone Free by Hendrix at 9.
Oh, fucking great one.
Low Rider by War. Rock Lobster by the B-52s. We're an American Band also. Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
Beasties have a lot of cowbell, believe it or not.
Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. Nice. They're back. Honky Tonk Woman. TNT by AC/DC. And at number one, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Sweet.
So they get that Saturday Night Live skit did a lot for that song, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Made it.
He's still going.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Bonzo!
You don't like this one either, though?
This Bonzo's Mantra? No.
What?
No. It's, I need
too,
more
is it
than,
too much
I like,
for you?
I like Bonzo when he's drumming along with a great song. But when he's just drumming and other people are just trying to do a little something to add to it, I don't like it as a lead instrument. It's boring.
Boring.
I'm sure people love Bonzo's Mantra. Mantra? Is it Bonzo's Mantra?
Mantra, yeah.
And Moby Dick. I never liked Moby Dick. I just was like, there's so many Zeppelin songs I like better. I could be hearing it was an opportunity cost. That's all it was.
Yeah.
I feel a powerful connection to the history of famous bass players. Like, what's his name from The Who? Or that guy from Led Zeppelin who wasn't Page, Plant, or Bonham? Those are the only two I know for sure.
Gotta get yourself some joy mode, whether you're happy or unhappy with your performance in the bedroom. Why not perform even better? Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is like a pre-workout, but for sex. Designed to support erection quality, firmness, and sex drive, it contains clinically supported doses of arginine, nitrate, L-citrulline, Panax ginseng, and vitamin C. Not only is it the only supplement that you'll need in the bedroom, it's also supporting blood vessels, cardiovascular and heart health, athletic performance, blood pressure, general erection function, and here are the game changers. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals. All ingredients have been studied and researched in humans. I don't know about you, but I'll never go back to prescription or over-the-counter drugs after trying Joy Mode. I won't. I seriously won't. Small enough to fit in your wallet and take with you on the go, because you never know, and the perfect travel companion. Go to usejoymode.com/Drew and get 20% off with code Drew at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code Drew at usejoymode.com/Drew. Great sex. Solved naturally.
I got a boner.
For 37 years, Tanya's Pizza in Royal Oak has been a go-to destination for delicious stuffed pizzas. Order one today, 248-288-4774, or go to tanyaspizza.com. This family-owned gem, driven by mom's recipes and dad's commitment, makes fresh dough and sauce daily, and each slice tells a delicious story featuring two thin layers of crust with a savory goodness tucked inside. The result? A hot, flavorful experience that captures the essence of Tanya's dedication to delivering simple and award-winning stuffed pizza. Head in there and enjoy a bite where you can always find a hot slice of stuffed pizza 7 days a week or call 248-288-4774. You can also go to tanyaspizza.com.
I eat pizza every day of the year.
A lot of cold weather, a lot of snow, a lot of wear and tear on your house and all this cold. It's the perfect time to introduce our sponsor, Pam, Public Adjusters of Michigan. And actually, it's not an introduction because they've been around. And a lot of people have used them for property insurance claims Like if your pipe bursts and you need to make an insurance claim for the damage, you should call Pam first. It can get you more money. They can handle the whole claims process. You don't say the wrong thing. They can even take over right in the middle and help you get through it and get you the money. Also, you know, if you're working on the middle of a claim, Pam guarantees to get you more than the insurance company offered you. So if you get more money and they do all the work, why wouldn't you have them do it? Go to callpamfirst.com or click the logo on our website.
Hey, Brandon, what's this this movie? I was excited immediately because it involved Ace Frehley, but Phantom in the Park is that this is a horror movie?
It must be the movie, the Kiss movie that they made back in the 70s. I've never seen it. However, there was a boner liner, 20966 Boner, who decided to send me this clip because we've been talking so much about Ace Frehley and Kiss. And
there's been a lot of Ace Frehley stuff coming in, which, by the way, is much appreciated, and we will unleash some more of it sometime soon. I just got I think it's an interview where Ace is talking about John Belushi, which was really weird. Trudy, when John Belushi died, remember all the names we heard that, oh, yeah, he partied with Robin Williams, wait, Robert De Niro.
Wait, there's a real weird one in that list, too. Was Gordon Lightfoot there? Or no, he was nailing Gordon Lightfoot's girlfriend.
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot's ex, Kathy Smith,
that's oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
Was the one that supposedly shot Belushi up because right. John didn't like needles.
Speedball, yeah.
Yeah, and she killed him, quote unquote, even though John Belushi wanted every drop of what she shot into him.
What was Lightfoot doing mixed up with a girl like that?
Yeah, I know. Lightfoot ended up getting so much attention for that, too, because it was like, Gordon Lightfoot's ex. That was all you heard about her was she was Gordon Lightfoot's ex. And I thought that was bullshit that she even went to jail for a month or 5 months or something. It's like, oh, come on. You know he wanted whatever. And he would have done the same thing for her. And it was a big bullshit thing. But anyway, so I'm trying to remember what the fuck. How the fuck and how would I never have heard that Ace Frehley partied with John Belushi around the
really?
Time of his death? Yeah, according to Ace Frehley.
That's right, because he loves comics. He wanted to be a comedian, right? Wasn't that?
Supposedly. I don't know how serious he was about that, but John Belushi, I remember a lot of names around that time. I never heard the name Ace Frehley.
I never did either. Wow.
And plus, does John Belushi, do you really think he would hang out with Ace a lot? You know what we know about Ace? Does Ace really seem like... I like Ace, too. I think he's a great guitar player. He was a valuable member of that band, invaluable member of that band. But
Ace had drugs. He probably would.
He didn't have a lot of, like, big-name celebrity friends, though. I mean, he hung out more like... You know, with his buddies from home.
Right, but don't you just hang out with whoever has the drugs?
Yeah.
John Belushi?
But I think John Belushi was probably on a much higher plane for good drugs than Ace Frehley was at that point.
Really?
Although Kiss was huge, so who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's possible. It was interesting, though, the interview was, and we'll bring that to light. But here they are, Kiss. This is just so weird.
It's from Phantom of the Park from 1978, and this scene in particular has Ace Frehley's back in the New York groove, which is why this person...
Yeah, solo song.
This along to us, and it's great because it's part Kiss, it's part Power Rangers, part B-movie. It's a ridiculous scene.
But Brandon, were you surprised that it just seems weird they would use an Ace Frehley song and all of Kiss would be in costume, mm-hmm. and they're coming into this area where these, how would you describe these things they're fighting? They're like...
Space cats, maybe?
Giant space cats. And Kiss is like... making these giant kicks in their high heels to kill this huge pile of giant cats, whatever the fuck they are.
And they all have special powers.
The robot cats, yeah. And Kiss, like Gene Simmons, can blow fire out of his mouth.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like a real demon.
And when Ace punches, I noticed that he has fire in his punch, too.
Yeah, and I believe it's Ace Frehley who knows how to do backflips all of a sudden.
What's Paul's superpower?
I don't know.
Paul does some kicking.
Screaming.
Yeah, there's some good fight scenes in this.
Oh, look.
And this is a must-see for any Kiss fan. You're going to see Ace do a flip pretty soon, and I'm just trying to figure out, could Ace have done that flip? Is there any way that's Ace?
No.
I mean, he's a young guy here.
Uh-oh. Gene is eyeing him.
Nice. Apes is more like it.
Oh, Ace actually had a line. There's this giant structure around them, surrounding them, and these giant kitties, space kitties, are climbing down the structure.
How ludicrous.
It looks like they're
just standing in the middle.
On the Gemini.
Here comes Ace. That's Ace right there. Look at that.
Oh, that's cool. Boy, that's not him.
No.
See how Ace kicks and fire comes out of his foot?
Wow.
There's Gene blowing fire.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good move. This is
like
Power
Ace.
Rangers.
Was that Ace kicking there?
Yes.
I mean, how can you tell with
the
makeup?
It looked like Ace's face.
Yeah,
I gotta watch this movie. Makeup.
Who's that guy?
It's
I think
bad
that's the
guy.
Phantom of the Park.
Yeah.
Evil villain.
Played by Anthony Zerbe.
He's running the space kitties. Is that Gene really holding that guy over his head?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, he's so strong.
He's so mad, too. Look at the look on his face.
Paul Stanley looks the least threatening. That's Paul right there.
God.
The space kitty's laughing at Paul.
What was that look?
When Paul knocks his head off.
Looks like Paul's trying to hit on him.
Watch out. Ace has two space kitties by the neck.
Whoa.
What?
Did you shoot lasers out of his eyes?
Yeah. Was that Paul did that?
Yeah, because Ace said, watch out.
Wow, that's it.
Boy, is that dumb.
What a fight scene. It seriously reminded me of the Power Rangers against the Silly Putties.
Care to guess its Rotten Tomatoes score?
The
critics didn't review it. There's only one critic review.
I'm going to guess the fans give it a...
The Kiss Army.
Because they're Kiss in there. I'm going to say they get a 44.
61, baby.
Okay.
Wow.
Kiss meets Phantom of the Park, also known as Attack of the Phantoms in Europe, and Kiss Phantoms in Italy, 78 American television film starring hard rock band Kiss.
Yeah, it aired on NBC.
The movie's plot revolves around...
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The movie's plot revolves around Kiss, who use their superpowers to battle an evil inventor and to save a California amusement park from destruction. NBC aired the film at the height of Kiss's popularity due to the film's poor acting and semi-comedic spirit.
What?
Most Kiss fans... dislike the film, despite the film's poor quality,
really?
It's attained cult film status. Hmm. Most members of KISS despise the film for making them appear buffoonish, despite Ace Frehley enjoying the production of the film. For years after its airing.
It's not annotated at all. It's just thrown into Wikipedia. But we know Ace enjoyed it.
For years after its airing, no one who worked for the group was permitted to mention the film in their presence. What?
Can we call Gordon about this?
Yeah. Yeah, can we call Gordon about that?
Call him really quick. See if he'll answer. Read the plot, though. The plot of the movie is awesome.
Brenda? How did this all get started?
I don't know if I have Gordon's number. Didn't he zoom in with us?
Well, Drew has his number. Drew talks to him all the time.
I talk to him all the time.
You guys are besties.
I thought we called Gordon. We called him on the phone, didn't we?
He zoomed in, and then I think he called, right? Oh, boy, I don't know. Let me check.
What was the plot, though?
Read the plot.
Why do we have so much controversy over phone numbers? I mean, when we have a phone number, shouldn't we all want to save it somehow?
You just start making a list of the why does this happen?
Yes.
I think I have it. Just give me a second.
Hold on. I think this is it.
Why does Paul always have to show off his chest?
He's trying to hit on all the dudes. Here's his number. I got his number.
Well, Mark, why do you have the number?
Because I'm writing it down.
Who is the phone number governor? I guess that's what we need to know.
Everybody,
if I'm responsible
for
all the phone numbers. I think we need one person to be responsible for the phone numbers, and that way they will always have the phone number.
When we don't have a number, Brandon's in charge of it.
I don't think that's working very well.
No, that's the point.
It's working perfectly.
That's the point. All right. Do you think Gordon's seen it, right? He knows. He has to know about this.
Oh, he'll know about it.
Do you think he's seen it, though? He has to. Yeah.
I don't think so.
What's the plot?
Gordon?
Yo.
Hey, Gordon, it's Drew from Drew and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? You got a minute? We're talking about Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park, the movie?
Yeah.
And...
I'm not playing pickleball. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll be quick.
In the little story here, it says, for years after its airing, no one who worked with the group was permitted to mention the film in their presence. Were you passed a memo and told you could never mention Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park?
I didn't sign that contract.
I mean, was it known, though, that this was not to be discussed around Kiss?
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, am I live on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm alive. All right. It was weird. I mean, it was a debacle. I mean, Gene and Paul knew what kind of work you had to do to film a movie, but the script sucked, obviously, and the whole concept. I mean, it was all good on paper, and then it just was a clusterfuck. And then, you know, Ace was pissed. He was drunk the whole time, and he didn't do much. You know, his stand-in was black. You know that.
What?
It was a black person that was Ace's stand-in.
Oh.
So watch the movie and really look close at all Ace's, like, where he's not speaking.
Yeah.
It's a black guy. Yeah.
Are you telling me that
face painted.
Ace didn't like that aspect of it?
Yeah, I mean, just Ace wasn't responsible, and he didn't know what it takes to make a movie. You know, he got bored because you're sitting on a set waiting, and when those guys get bored, that's it. You know, they get in trouble.
Was Ace supposed to have been excited they used Back in the New York Groove? I mean, that's pretty cool, his solo song.
Yeah, he did really well with that, you know, but he didn't like that, you know that.
Oh, he didn't like that?
That was the band Hello.
Yeah, get some money because they wrote it.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, the band, if you look up Back in the New York Groove and Hello is the name of the band, and play that version of it, and it's not that different from what Ace did with it.
No, I mean, I like both versions, actually, but it's funny. I just was weird to see the four guys from Kiss, and it's them. It's not the stand-ins or anything like that. And there's Back in the New York Groove playing, which is Ace's solo song. That just felt kind of strange.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ace had the hit in the solo albums, and that was the downfall because they all went their separate ways, and they were competing with each other when they started doing the solo albums.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Coin kind of screwed up, and he knew he screwed up because he let those guys take a break, do their solo albums, and he thought it was a brilliant idea because, you know, now each individual Kiss member is coming out with an album each, which is a lot of sales. You know, for the
altogether,
record company,
sure.
Instead of one Kiss album, right? It's four times Kiss, you know? And then they were catering to each Kiss member's fan base, you know? So they thought they would, you know, do really well with sales and everything, but it was the downfall of Kiss with the original lineup because
Ace got a big head.
Yeah, and he got a big head, and he goes, I don't need... And everybody was going, you don't need those guys, and all that was chirping in his ears, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It happens. Cool. But this the part that they really emphasize is that for decades afterwards that you could not mention this movie in the company of Paul or Gene or they would just lose their shit. They were so pissed about it.
Yeah, because they thought it was a brilliant idea and it was a big flop, you know. So they get embarrassed by it, you know.
After it aired in 1978, it sounds like the reviews were so bad and it was so embarrassing. I just wondered if it continued to air in subsequent years because it said it attained cult film status now, but I just wondered if it, you know, if they kept getting embarrassed by it airing over and over.
Did I watch? Did I even watch the movie? I don't think I watched the whole thing. It's like, it didn't air much, no. And then obviously it becomes a cult classic, like, you know, one of those 1950s shitty sci-fi movies. And now they thought it was like, you know, brilliant stuff going on, and it was like garbage. And then it turns into a cult classic.
Yeah, I want to see it. I really do. Well, Gordon, get back to your pickleball game. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's all right. I'm glad I picked up. I love you guys. You guys are great, man.
Your video's killing, man. It's got like 25,000 views on our YouTube page. It's just still going.
Yes. And thank you for bringing the book back to life. I mean, the sales are doing great. I love it. And any Kiss fans out there, read Kiss and Tell. Yeah, I mean, you have the new special edition, which is really great if you read the original book. The special edition's great.
I had not read Kiss and Tell. The second one is Kiss and Tell More, or what is it, Kiss and Tell... The epilogue?
It's, It's Kiss and Tell More, and the Kiss and Tell More thing had more contracts in it.
It's very,
you know, for the real diehard Kiss fan that wants to see the, you know, the business side of Kiss. It had all that, you know, royalties and all that, how much they made.
Yeah, I just read that book, but the original one just made me laugh so hard out loud. People go, "What are you reading right now?" So funny. So yeah, Kiss and Tell, you can't go wrong. And I'll try and read the other ones, Gordon. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me on the show. Take care, man.
See you, Gordon.
All right, take care, man.
Bye. All right, Gordon G.G. Gebert, author of Kiss and Tell and Kiss and Tell More.
Would you like to see a clip of dialogue from the movie?
Yeah, I would like to see. I want to see the movie now.
All right, hang on. I got a clip up here. And the description was the thespian stylings of Ace Frehley. This is very, very exciting.
There they are.
I bet this would be fun to watch.
They're sitting like lifeguards on top of a pool, but they're all dressed
Sorry
up.
Sorry to bother you boys.
What?
We had some trouble at the park last night, and well, everything seems to point to you.
That's him.
Fuck. Somebody in high heels is walking into the shot. Is that Gene?
Yeah.
Why are they wearing capes?
Well, I don't know. Is it really Kiss, or did the Phantom take him over? I don't know the plot. Those cops are freaks.
He's the one, all right. Almost tore my arm off.
Gene's clean.
A pussycat. Almost.
Hi, Curly.
What? Look, someone vandalized our park last night, smashed some of our buildings, and injured a few of our
what?
Guards. Well, Gene, they think it was you.
Think? It was him.
Or his twin.
Gene's brother was an only child.
Easy, Catman. They are serious.
And they've got guns. This guy's dangerous.
Dialogue.
I want him locked up. All right, look, don't get excited, Sneak. I mean, let's talk about this privately. Excuse us.
Oh, man, Gene's in big trouble.
Or his twin. That can't be Gene. He must be... A phantom must have taken him over.
He's really got those police scared.
When is
a clone.
Gene, when has Gene lost the gift of gab? Uh-oh.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, cool.
Paul lasered into the conversation with his eyes.
He's convinced you did it, but the investigation's a stroke.
What?
He just wants the guy off his back. He's sweating the possibility that we might pull out. He's just plain sweating.
Great acting. Awesome. What? Oh, those cops are clueless.
Okay, guys, let's go.
They don't know what to do.
I know rock and rollers tend to get rowdy.
Uh-oh, Gene's stewing.
All we want is a nice show tonight, boys. You get some rest.
What is that?
A towel. Gene handed him a towel.
Jeez.
You're welcome.
Why is Gene's voice echo?
Whoa.
That was a powerful scene. Really showed the band in a good light.
Possibly the worst movie I've ever seen.
Here, this is a 14-second clip. It just says, more Ace and Kiss meets the Phantom.
I'm not kidding. I want to see this movie.
What his trip is.
His trip's a trap. Let's bring it.
That's it? That's a lame...
At Magic Mountain, the park's engineer and creator of a series of animatronic attractions is not pleased that his works are being overshadowed by an upcoming concert by Kiss.
That's a likely story.
Calvin Richards, the park's owner, explains that the concert will generate much-needed revenue to make up for the quality control problems that have plagued the creations. Melissa, a park guest, becomes concerned when her boyfriend, Sam Farrell, a park employee and assistant to the boss, has gone missing. Meanwhile, three punks sabotage one of the rides, and Devereaux is blamed for the incident. That's the park's engineer. Melissa goes to Devereaux's underground laboratory, which was the last place Sam was seen. Devereaux dismisses her after explaining that he has not seen Sam, but after she leaves the lab, he reveals that Sam has been placed under mind control through the use of an electronic device on the back of his neck. The three punks enter the Chamber of Thrills, where they fall into traps set by Devereaux, the engineer. Richards fires Devereaux for his erratic behavior and disregard for the guest's safety. Because of this, Devereaux swears revenge upon Richards, the park, and Kiss
all of whom he blames for his misfortune.
Oh, my God.
Shortly after Kiss's first concert at the park, Devereaux attempts to discredit them by unleashing a robotic copy of Gene Simmons to wreak havoc on the park. That's what just happened.
Whoa.
And security guards. The band is questioned the next day. We just saw that questioning, that intense questioning by the pool there. But no action is taken, causing the park's officials, including police and Richards, to apologize to them by pardoning Gene of sabotage. Melissa seeks help from the band to find Sam, unaware the security pass she received from Devereaux is a tracking device.
I want to see that movie.
Devereaux has Sam break into the band's lair to try and steal their talismans, but the plan is foiled on the force field on the talisman's case.
Wow.
Foiled due to the force field on the talisman's case.
Oh,
Kiss sneak into the park to confront Devereaux, fighting off Devereaux's animatronic white monkeys in the process.
Oh, those were white monkeys,
I guess so.
Okay.
So much for space cats.
Meanwhile, Sam manages to steal the talisman and delivers them to Devereaux, who then neutralizes Kiss with a ray gun.
What?
Kiss, having lost their powers, are imprisoned in the underground lab.
Oh, no.
Devereaux then sends his robotic Kiss copies in place of the real Kiss in order to ruin their concert and incite a riot.
Huh.
What is he, a robot?
The real Kiss manages to retrieve their talismans, thereby regaining their powers. They escape and quickly head to the stage where they defeat the imposters and save the concert.
Wow. They fight each other?
I guess so.
Oh, holy crap.
Sounds like a great one.
After the show, Kiss, Melissa, and Richards confront Devereaux in the underground laboratory, only to discover he is frozen. He is frozen in a catatonic state, seemingly revealing himself as the namesake Phantom of the park.
Mm.
Paul Stanley removes the mind control device from Sam's neck, turning him back to normal. Richards laments Devereaux's demise by saying, "He created Kiss to destroy Kiss, and he lost." An alternate take used the final dialogue, "He created Kiss to defeat Kiss, and in the end, it destroyed him." Oh, so there's an alternate take. The last line of the movie. Not sure about that plot.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
But I still want to see it.
It does sound like a stupid, fun movie to
watch. Yeah, it does. They are horrible actors. Oh, my God, were they bad?
You think Paul would be a much better actor?
Yeah, I mean, that's
a little bit.
On stage, they act every night.
In costumes, too. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. He has that, like, red lipstick thing. That he leans on that crutch so hard. That, like,
if it works, man, go with it.
He's gay?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, that whole thing with Ace and Peter, Chris, that Gordon revealed, that was... I did not see that one coming.
Not to mention what's in Ace's safety deposit box.
Oh, yeah. Analingus.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone knows what it is.
So, allegedly, all four Kiss members have gotten it on with another member of the band.
Yeah, maybe that's the divide. It's a lover's quarrel.
And the way Gordon told the Ace story was so damn funny that there's this pile of women with Ace and Peter. And all anybody can see is that Peter has someone under the covers and he is just in ecstasy. And then when all of a sudden he blows up and what crawls out from under the covers? Ace! Oh, my God! What?
So weird.
And then Ace and Peter argued in front of their wives about who blew who.
Which really let the cat out of the bag.
Jeez.
How
boy.
Much drug. Of what drug are you doing that happens and you talk about it?
Oh, it's at one channel. Here's the promo for it. It's going to be very dramatic.
Saturday Night Movie.
There it was.
Yeah, I only got left channel for some reason. Shout it.
I like that song. All of you. You kids will be my instrument.
Oh my God, that special effect. Hey, it's more
hiking.
Oh, they look like Herman Munster.
We've got to get out of here. Yes, you can believe it.
And now on NBC's Saturday Night at the Movies, Kiss meets the Phantom.
Holy that is embarrassingly bad.
Wow.
Well, you have fun watching that.
I want to watch. I'm serious. I love watching horrible movies. Now, if it's just a bad movie, I wouldn't want to see it. But if it's horrible, I'm interested. Are there any other promos for it?
That movie reminds me. I'm looking for. That movie reminds me of the one we've talked about before. Remember Gilligan's Island and is it the Globetrotters?
Oh, right. Yeah.
They had the game on Gilligan's Island.
Very watchable.
That was a very golden watchable era of television. Bad TV movies.
I've watched you on television. You're